Hello, it's Angel. For this pillow talk, I'm going to geek out on something I really, really, really love. Not many people do. It's not a super duper common interest. So I apologize if this is super boring, but it's something I really love, so I thought I'd share. I love animals. Like, really, really love animals. And, they fascinate me, but I really love sharks. They're one of my favorite things on this planet. All sorts of different sharks. I wanted to read you a quote. Sharks have everything a scientist dreams of. They're beautiful. God, how beautiful they are. They're like an impossibly perfect piece of machinery. They're as graceful as any bird. They're as mysterious as any animal on Earth. No one knows for sure how long they live or what impulses, except for hunger, they respond to. There are more than 250 species of shark, and every one is different from every other one. Peter Benchley. That's from the book Jaws. I just loved them ever since I was little. I have no reason. I have no clue where this love comes from, but I do. And so I was just going to share some of my favorite sharks with you guys. And I'm sure a lot of people are like, okay, Angel, maybe next week we'll listen to Pillow Talk. This is all stuff that I just wrote down that just came to the top of my head. I just wrote a couple sharks down. And then I did fact checked it just to make sure my facts are right, but I didn't like look anything new up. I don't know why I felt like sharing that because I'm a dork. So the first really cool shark is just a little guy. He's called the cookie cutter shark. And he's kind of gross looking. Don't look him up. He's if you don't like gross things, but he's got like he swims. They're really I call him a him. They come in boys and girls, but they're really really deep water sharks, and they're little. And what they do is at nighttime they float up to shallower water, and they latch on to bigger fish and sharks and whales and, you know, big things. And they just take like a 2-inch, like circular bite, like a cookie cutter of the animal. And then that's what they eat. And it's so cool. Like, it's gross. I know, but it's really awesome too. then there's another shark, the Greenland shark, which, is a really, really old shark, but they live in really, really deep cold water, and so they're kind of newer to scientists. They even live like up in like the Arctic under the ice and everything, like cold water, deep water. And they're huge, like great white shark huge. And they're like they look dirty. I mean, they're really deep water, and their flesh is actually like poisonous. So if like you were to fish and get one, like that you would, I don't know how poisonous. I don't know if it's sick poisonous or if it's death poisonous, but I know it's poisonous. And in colder areas with really, really, really frigid water, they do swim up like in shallower water, and they're very slow. Most of them are blind because they have parasites that attach to their eyes, so the majority of them are blind. But a couple months back, it took like a really big bite of a moose. Like someone must have thrown a moose into the water, or a moose. So part of a moose was in the ocean, and so this shark took way too big of a bite of it, and it was choking on it. And so these two guys, like these passerbyers, saw this shark and they like reached in and helped it. So it didn't, like, choke to death, which I think is so cool because I love sharks. And I know they're scary, and I know they're not, you know, they have teeth, and they bite, and they are, but they're so cool, and I just love them so much. So I was, like, excited to hear that someone helped out a shark. That's nice to hear. Then, of course, great white sharks, which is what Jaws was. I love the movie Jaws, and the mechanical shark they used was broken for most of the time during the movie, during the filming of Jaws, and Steven Spielberg actually named the shark Bruce because it was after his, it was the name of his lawyer, and he thought that would was appropriate, but it's one of my Jaws fun facts. But they, the sharks have, they go through thousands of, like, I think 1,000 teeth in their lifetime. Like, they're constantly regenerating their teeth. So, like, if one falls off, there's, like, rows of teeth. It's just absolutely fascinating. So they just have rows and rows of teeth that just pop up after, you know, they lose one. So they always have new teeth. And great white sharks aren't completely white. Like, I think most people know what a great white shark looks like, and you hope you never see one in real life, but they're white underneath, so when things are swimming underneath them, they blend in, and then obviously on top they're gray, so when you look down into the water, when you look down on them, they blend in really well. They have really good camouflage. They do not survive in captivity. They don't live well in captivity, so they are only kept in captivity for very short amounts of time because they won't live. Which kind of makes me happy because I'm like, they should just be out patrolling and just be out in the ocean. But I could go on about them all day. And then there's hammerheads, which I think most people know what they look like. They've got the long, broad head, like a hammer on each side. They're really cool. They school, like most sharks are, like most predatory sharks, like big sharks, are very solitary creatures, where hammerheads are typically, they go in schools like other fish do. All sharks are fish, in case you didn't know. They're really neat looking. Their whole head is like one huge, like sensory organ, so they can like detect prey, and they can sense, you know, the moving of other fish, and that's kind of how they hunt. And their shape, they really don't have any predators or anything that goes after them, because their shape is just so unusual that most creatures just kind of stay away from them, because they're like, I don't know what you are. I'm sure there have been attacks on people with hammerheads, but I'm sure there have been, but it's very, very rare, so they're not a, but they can get really big. There's like, honestly, there's 8 or 9 different species of hammerhead sharks, so a lot of different kinds, but some are huge. One of my favorite pictures is always, like, someone, like, takes a picture, like, really deep down in the ocean, and there's just, like, hundreds of, a school of hundreds of hammerhead sharks swimming overhead. I think that's such a neat picture. Another shark is a tiger shark, which I think is beautiful. As they get older, they have stripes like a tiger, but as they get older, they lessen, they fade, or yeah, I guess fade is a good word. But they're kind of, I think they're a big one for attacking people. But they're like the garbage cans of the sea. Like, they'll really eat anything. I think, like, there's been a suit of armor found in them. There's always, always weird stuff in them. They eat anything. But I think they're beautiful. Another one is the bull shark. And the bull shark is actually the shark that was based off the story of Jaws. But the writer, the author used a great white shark instead. But bull sharks are like just fierce, just mean. They're big meanies. They make the most testosterone of any animal in the planet, any creature on this planet. They make the most testosterone, so they are just really relentless. And they have a cool and yet really scary ability to be able to swim in fresh water along with salt water. They've been found in rivers and and even like up the Mississippi, like way, way up the Mississippi River, that have been found. So yeah, they're cool though. They're no one want to meet one. Then there's the whale shark, which is beautiful and it's just gigantic. It's the biggest shark. And it doesn't, you can swim right next to it. Like people, you can snorkel with them and swim next to them. They're really gentle. I mean, they're huge. But they're cool. And they don't have sharp, scary teeth. They're beautiful. They have, at the Georgia Aquarium here, in the U.S. And they're very pretty. What else do we got? Oh, and one more. One more, and then I'll be done geeking out. But, the salmon shark is really cool. It's like the only warm-blooded shark. And they swim up in Alaska during the salmon run. There's these salmon that migrate and spawn to make baby salmon. And it's a really dramatic, procession. But so during that time, these salmon sharks swim up from warmer water, down by California, Mexico. They swim up the coast and go up to Alaska and they eat all these salmon. And they kind of look like really dirty great white sharks. But their eyes are like really forward. They're kind of weird looking. But it's so weird to think of sharks in cold water. I don't know why. But. All right, so there, I geeked out about some sharks because I love them. I really, really love them. I know they're scary, but they're really, really important for our ocean to remain healthy. So, yeah. All right. I love you guys. I hope this wasn't weird. They're just something I really, really love, and I wanted to share it with you guys. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.